Radio. I'm Cobra 2. I'll be your host today. Let's get down to it. I'm going to talk about Asterix and how Asterix can make your life easier. Alright, so what you need to do is you need to grab the sources for Asterix. You need to grab the Asterix source itself, and you need to grab the Dottie package as well, or the sources for the Dottie package. Dottie is a module that you compile for your kernel that will keep the timing for the conference rooms in Asterix. Gotta have it whether you've got special hardware or not. So the compile is pretty simple. First you build Dottie, just run configure, make install, normal easy peasy stuff. Then for Asterix, run .configure, and after that gets done, you want to run make menu select, and this will dump you into a bunch of options, and you just kind of want to pick and parse through, grab what you want to get and leave what you don't. I went and picked and chose a couple different codecs that I wanted and pulled out other codecs that I didn't want supported, and I went and also set it up to pull down all the audio files for the codecs that I had selected. So after you get done with the menu select stuff, just hit Q to exit and then hit S to save, and then run make and then make install, and you're also going to want to run make install samples. And what that's going to do is that's going to dump a bunch of default configs inside of /etc/asterix, and as of right then you can go ahead and fire up Asterix if you want, but I wouldn't bother starting it up yet. Alright, so what we're going to do is we're just going to get a conference room up and running. And first thing you want to do is you want to make a backup of the default configurations for extensions .conf, sip.conf, and meetme.conf, just in case you screw something up. Then you're going to want to log in as root and modprobe Dottie, DAHDI_dummy, and that's going to go ahead and load that Dottie module into your kernel. You got to have it for conference calls, because they're just not going to work if you don't. As you're running through the config files, you should just kind of read all the comments. The Asterix the default configs are very well commented, and you can pretty much figure out everything just from reading the configs. Nothing real complicated there. Just read it. If you don't understand something, that's what Google's for. So the first file we're going to dig into is the extensions file. So just open it up in your editor of choice is root, and scroll down to close to the bottom of the file, and you'll see some examples, or you'll see an example of a MeetMe conference room. And what you're going to do here is just kind of comment it out, and use a semicolon to comment out stuff in the Asterix configs. And we're going to add in exten equal greater than 8600, comma 1, comma answer with a capital A, and open close parentheses. And you're going to want to do pretty much follow that same format of exten equals and greater than, and basically that's like extension is equal to, and then 8600 is the actual extension number, and then after the first comma you've got steps of what Asterix is supposed to do when it sees that extension has been dialed. And then after the step, you've got another comma, and that tells Asterisk exactly what to do. And so for the next line, we're going to add EXTEN equals greater than 8600, comma 2, comma weight, open parentheses, number 1, close parentheses. Next line, EXTEN equals greater than 8600, comma 3, meet me, open parentheses, 3330, close parentheses. And that line right there is linking 8600, the extension 8600, to the meet me conference room 3330. Next line will be, you can either go ahead and put in a line here to go ahead and start recording for your conference if you want that. There's two ways to do that. You can either have Asterisk mix the incoming and outgoing soundtracks together as it receives it, or you can have Asterisk just dump it out to a WAV file. If you want it to mix it all together, you're going to want to run EXTEN equals greater than 8600, comma 4, open parentheses, capital M-I-X, capital M-O-N-I-T-O-R, open parentheses, your file name, comma, pipe, A-V, open parentheses, 0, close parentheses, capital V, open parentheses, 0, close parentheses, and that will tell Asterisk to mix everything that it gets for everyone calling into this conference room to go ahead and take the inputs and outputs from each of the individual callers and mux them all into one file. Saves a little bit of extra work, but if you've got somebody that's got really low audio, you're not going to be able to go in and tweak it and bump it up on the recording. So it's got its ups and downs. Now, if you want Asterisk to just record and be, dump all the separate input and output files, you're going to want to use EXTEN equals greater than 8600, comma 4, comma capital M-O-N-I-T-O-R, close parentheses, WAV, comma, and the file name. And that's going to tell Asterisk to monitor the call instead of mix monitor. And you're going to use a WAV extension, comma, and then the file name that you want. The file name is more of like a prefix to the call, the individual callers. And then finally, you're going to want EXTEN equals greater than 8600, comma 5, comma hang up with a capital H, open parentheses, close parentheses. Now, write and close, and you're done. On to the next config. We're going to open up meetme.conf. I'm going to scroll down to underneath where you'll see a brackets that says rooms, and underneath that bracket somewhere you just want to punch in conf equal greater than 3330. Now, if you want to like put a pin on your conference room, so you've given out your Asterisk conference number to a bunch of people, and you just kind of want to, you've posted it up on like a web page somewhere, and you want to make sure that only the people that you want in on it are able to call in, you can add a comma to the end of 3330 and then put in your PIN number, like 3330, 1234. Write and close, and you're done with that. And now for the fun file. Now we get to edit zip.conf. And you're going to want to change the bind port from 5060 to something else. But that's only if you're going to be running a SIP client on the same machine that the server itself is running on. If not, I wouldn't bother with it. You'll be just fine. Unless you want to run a SIP client on the same network that the Asterisk box is running on, then you might want to change it. Heck, you might just want to change it for the heck of it. You're also going to need to run down to the external IP. It's just extern IP, and you want to change that to your external IP if you have a static IP. If you don't have a static IP, you need to scroll on down to extern host and put something in there like your dynamic DNS host or no IP, whatever you use. You also might have to change the NAT settings, either yes or no. It's just something you'll have to play with if you've got NAT enabled or not. Write and close, and let's go ahead and fire up Asterisk. You want to log in as root. Make sure you've already done the mod probe .e_dummy, and just run *-vvvc. That's three V's for verbose, 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 and then the C will dump you into the Asterisk command line interface. Instead of doing that, you could just run *-vvv and put a space and an ampersand, and then type in *-r to reconnect. And this will give you the option to exit from the Asterisk command line interface, whereas if you ran vvvc, you wouldn't have the option to exit the CLI interface. Now you've got Asterisk up and running, but you probably aren't going to be able to test it yet. You need to go into your router and forward the ports to Asterisk. By default, Asterisk uses UDP ports 10,000 through 12,000. You can dig around in the config files and change that to whatever. You're also going to want to forward UDP on the bind port that you selected, and that's what your Asterisk SIP proxy will run off of. Now, from a separate machine, if possible, not on the same network, fire up a SIP client and dial 8600 at whatever your external IP or dynamic DNS host was, colon, and your bind port. And if you hear you're the only person in the room, you're all set with a pure SIP server. If you didn't, you screwed up somewhere, or I told you something wrong. Could be either or. But now you and all your friends can sit and chat on Asterisk.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.